Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Emily Valdez. Top local story. The first woman ever to lead the Recording Academy just placed on leave. And the surprise shakeup is happening just days ahead of the 62nd Grammy Awards.
She had the job for 6 months, president, CEO of the Recording Academy, Deborah Dugan. She'd been hired in part to help increase representation of female artists at the Grammy Awards. Now she's on administrative leave after a misconduct allegation. The allegation made by a senior female member of the Academy.
It's not clear what the misconduct was. We may never find out what it was. We're hearing that it was an executive who had been there for some time who found her style bullying.
Variety senior writer Jim Aswad speaking with KNX. Deborah Dugan, speaking through her attorney, says what's been reported is not nearly the story that needs to be told. All of this happening is the 2020 Grammy Awards just days away, January 26th. The Recording Academy's board chairman has now stepped in as interim CEO and president. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A lawsuit is expected to be filed today on behalf of some LA teachers. Among those who were doused with that jet fuel earlier this week by a Delta plane that was making an emergency landing at LAX, attorney Gloria Allred, who represents the teachers, is announcing the suit against the airline later on this morning. Word comes, this word, as people in the communities affected get a chance to voice their concerns this evening at a town hall meeting. It's going to be attended by local, state, and federal officials. That meeting starts at 6:30 at Clara Park in Cudahy. A man convicted of killing a family of four and burying their bodies in the desert will learn his fate today.
A jury recommended life without the possibility of parole for Charles Merritt in the 2010 death of Joseph McStay, but recommended the death penalty for the brutal murders of McStay's wife and two children. A judge in San Bernardino is hearing some last-minute motions and is expected to issue his sentence. Merritt has continued to maintain his innocence. The death penalty is a moot point in California due to the state's moratorium on executions, but this will at least bring an end to a case dating back to 2013. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County public health officials have issued their usual rainy day warning. You should stay out of the ocean near any discharge points for rivers, creeks, and storm drains. And this is all because rainwater runoff always washes a toxic stew of bacteria, biomedical and chemical waste, and just old garbage into those channels. And then, unfortunately, out into the Pacific Ocean. The warning also covers most of the beaches of Long Beach, which is where the LA River meets the sea. The advisory, in effect, until Monday morning or whenever the water tests clean, whichever is first. Another tuition hike is on the drawing board for UC students, although it's possible it would only apply to incoming students.
It all depends on whether the UC Regents go with Plan A or Plan B. The proposed increase under the first option would apply to all students starting next fall and would amount to about $348 more. The second option would only apply to incoming and transfer students and would amount to about $606 more. UC says the extra money is needed to provide more financial aid and for campus needs. One medical school student tells me she thinks it would be hard for other students to absorb that.
Yeah, that sounds tough. I mean, my tuition is already like really expensive, so I can't imagine how they must feel about their tuition being increased, the undergrads. Yeah.
But more than half of UC California undergrads would actually pay less than they do now because under both proposals, they would receive more financial aid money. The UC Student Association has come out against the tuition increase, saying it would hurt too many students who won't receive more financial aid money. At UCLA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County's homeless agency getting a $130 million grant from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. It's for a wide range of projects to help more people stop living off the streets or on the streets and getting into housing. Many details of that grant have not been released yet. But officials say it will include more than $5 million to fund two new programs for homeless people who are survivors of domestic violence. The agency's homeless care programs cover every city in L.A. County except Glendale, Long Beach, and Pasadena, which all have their own separate operations. Fresh snow is on the ground in the local mountains after the winter storm system that brought flurries to the Grapevine last night. The five in the area remained open, with the Tejon Pass getting a dusting. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson tells KNX there was more snow elsewhere.
Especially at the resort level, you probably got a couple inches of snow, like about 5,000-6,000 feet.
And he tells us there will be quite a view later on today.
By this afternoon, the sky should clear up and it should be pretty good visibility to see the mountains and see any snow that fell.
Resort areas like Wrightwood and Big Bear are getting ready for a stream of visitors because of the snow. The city of Calabasas says it's now looking at further action against a condo resident who's refused to obey an order to remove some hate-filled white supremacist signs and symbols from his second-story window that overlooked the streets below. He'd been served with an official notice demanding that he take everything down by Thursday afternoon, but he didn't. And Mayor Alicia Weintraub has now issued a statement saying the city is addressing the issue with a, quote, care and urgency.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.